Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women, hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. The Women's Forum tonight, we catch up with Irene Petras, the Executive Director of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Irene was in Washington where she was attending the U.S. Africa Civil Society Forum. The forum is in preparation for the upcoming U.S. Africa Leaders Summit in August in Washington, D.C., and will provide a platform for the U.S. government and Africa heads of state to engage on issues and policies affecting U.S.-Africa relations. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Irene.
Thank you very much.
Tell us, Irene, what is your role here in Washington?
It's part of a broad civil society delegation drawn from around the African continent. And we're here to discuss common issues of concern to civil society organizations around the continent in the lead up to the summit between the U.S. government and the African heads of state.
So what have been some of the major concerns that are being raised throughout Africa vis-a-vis, I know you're from Zimbabwe, but what are you finding in common that the problems that are facing Africa regarding human rights?
Well, there's a lot of issues which are common. We've identified three broad areas. The first is around rule of law issues, particularly looking at the independence of the judiciary and how governments are complying with their local and their regional and international obligations, and how they're able to strengthen the judiciaries in different countries on the continent. We've also been looking at issues around marginalized and vulnerable groups and how better to protect them. And we've had a third area around transparency and accountability for how countries have been run, how resources are being used. So it's a mixture of those three issues.
So taking Zimbabwe, especially you're coming right now from Zimbabwe, what are some of those issues that you'd like to see resolved at the U.S. Leadership Summit, even though Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe is not invited?
Well, obviously the issues of rule of law are concerned to us as an organization. We believe very strongly that if we have an independent judiciary and if people are able to access justice and have confidence in the justice delivery system, then we reduce opportunities for violence, and we create a better climate for investment and trade. And generally have a more peaceful and secure environment in the country.
Okay, so going back to Zimbabwe, we saw there was a landmark ruling where women, when they booked at the police station, they are now allowed to wear their underwear. How monumental or how important is such a ruling, especially for women in Zimbabwe?
Well, I think it was sad that it had to actually go to the level of the Constitutional Court. But I think we can never underestimate the value of that victory for the dignity of any woman who finds herself having to spend time in police custody. Honestly, the issues around sanitation, being able to wear your own underwear, and to be treated with respect, to get clean water, and to be in a habitable environment. Those are very key issues to us, because people who are in custody, whilst they might lose their freedom, are still presumed innocent, and we believe that all of their rights should be respected while they are in custody. So it was a very good ruling for us.
And also just looking at women's issues as the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, what other issues to do with women are you currently working on?
Well, there's a range of different issues. Some of them are specific to women, but there's a lot of issues which affect society in general. And I think ability to be able to access the courts, to be able to protect one's rights, to deal with some of the socioeconomic issues that face women and their children, when you look at access to education and to health services. Those are some of the issues that we're now researching and hoping to take forward in, either through engagement with government and other authorities, or if needs be, with litigation.
And then also, just as a woman lawyer yourself working in Zimbabwe, we've seen people like Beatrice Motetwa being incarcerated, sometimes being, you know, harassed. What's the environment like for you personally working as a lawyer in Zimbabwe for such a big organization and being a woman?
Well, it can be difficult, but I think that we've developed a kind of camaraderie around some of the challenges that we face. And I think because of some of the challenges that other women lawyers have faced, we're better able to deal with them when they happen to us. And it's good that we do have support from civil society, from different networks, and now with our ability to talk more to government institutions, to the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission, hopefully they'll be coming in and better protecting the rights of all women, not just women lawyers, but to try and create a conducive environment for everybody to work in.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Irene Petras, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum.
Thank you so much.
Irene Petras is the Executive Director of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights.